Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Listen now, you house of David. The Lord Himself will give a sign for all of you. Look, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and name him Emmanuel. Did you forget? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. A new church came to a town offering perfectly designed music, lights, sights, and sounds for worship. Their musicians were talented, their church members very friendly, their pastor a really good speaker. On a giant billboard next to their church, they advertised to the thousands of cars driving by, "Not your grandma's church." They're saying that their worship and church were more exciting than the memories of the church your grandmother grew up in. It's possible that some people decided to attend church there because of their advertising, "Not your grandma's church." Maybe some people went there not because the church is better, but that it's simply different from what they knew growing up. Is it also possible that they forgot the blessings, the Jesus that their grandparents tried to teach them? Is it possible for people to forget about the blessings that Jesus gives through His Word and sacraments because they get distracted by something that feels easier and more entertaining? It's not the first time that's happened. In our reading from Isaiah chapter 7, we hear about a wicked king named Ahaz. He forgot about the blessings God promised to his great-great-great-grandfather, King David. Ahaz worshipped other gods and forgot about the promised Messiah who would come from David's family. In His grace, God sends Isaiah to remind King Ahaz, "Listen now, you house of David. The Lord Himself will give a sign for all of you. Look, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and name him Emmanuel." Maybe your grandparents grew up Lutheran. Maybe your grandparents aren't Christian at all. But either way, we need reminding today. We need to be reminded that church is the place where God's Word is preached, where God's work takes center stage, where Christ forgives our sins and gives His personal assurance of it in His miraculous meal called the Lord's Supper. This time of year, God reminds us, the Lord Himself has promised a miraculous baby, the Messiah. This one is Emmanuel, God with us. That's the message we all need, grandmothers and grandchildren alike. Emmanuel has come to live among us. We give thanks in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for living among us during your ministry. Thank you for continuing to be in the midst of your people in word and sacrament. And thank you for reminding us of your grace this Advent season. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.